Do you want to just throw up the first slide there, Mark, for us? I'd entitled this A Season of Joy. I need to explain what I mean by that. It isn't always a season of joy, but it is, if you know what I mean. In this final part of our Advent, by next Sunday, all the Christmas things will have been packed away for another year, and the stars above us here will have disappeared, and we'll be back to normal lighting and everything else. But the season of joy, before we do that, we need to think that this Christmas season is also one of those seasons of joy. And this emphasis is so fitting, I think, and it comes out in just three words in verse 10. And Mark got the words here for us. The Magi, when they saw the star, they were overjoyed. They were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. And I'd sort of started a series of thoughts, but come to the last one, I hadn't got much down for it, and I was thinking about this idea of joy, and you had to be in there somewhere, and I was reading through this passage, I've read it so many times, and those three words just jumped out, and I've underlined them. They were overjoyed. They were overjoyed when they saw the star. The star that they had faithfully followed led them to the place where their search for the child born King of the Jews. That's when their search ended. You know what it's like when you start off on something, and maybe it could last a long time, maybe it's still going for some of you. But when you get to that, there's something completed, isn't there? When you get to that destination, when you see that thing that for so long you've longed for and waited for, there's a joy.